I want now to bring you back to the six fundamental questions which are in the mind of every person to whom you may try to sell your ideas, your product, yourself. They are the means to persuade anybody to do what you want them to do. Persuasion consists in getting the consent of another man's will to the action you wish of him. The way to his will is his desire. The way to win his consent is to take him at his own evaluation and to organize your persuasion around his ambitions, not your own. The power to persuade is a great one and can win for you almost anything in the world. As you know and I have said, the first question your prospect is asking is, how can I profit? Like you and me, he has six primary desires, six things he definitely wants to get out of any purchase or action. One, he wants health. Two, he wants better relations with his fellows. Three, he wants prestige, a sense of personal importance. Four, he wants to make money and assure himself economic security. Five, he wants to work less and have more chance for pleasure. Six, he wants freedom from fear and worry. When you try to persuade him, aim your appeal to these desires. Emphasize the desire which you believe is strongest in him as an individual. This means selling your idea, service, or product in terms of what it will do for that particular prospect. You do not sell him just a house, but you sell him the comfort of his family and the standing in the community such a house will bring him. You do not sell an insurance policy. You sell the peace of mind such a policy will bring him and the security it holds for his loved ones. You sell your idea, service, or product in terms of what it will do for him, in terms of satisfying one or more of the fundamental desires which dominate his life. Before you can do this, you must know something about him so that you will know how to make your approach to his needs and desires. If you are selling air conditioners, you wouldn't talk the same benefits to a grocer as you would to a homeowner. You would first qualify him. After you tell your prospect how he can profit, he still may not buy. He sets up obstacles. He offers objections. He is asking, why can I profit? Your answer to this is a plan of action for him. You come to him not merely with the item you want him to buy, but also with a plan by which he can so handle this item that it will bring him profit. This means that you come to each prospect with a presentation of your product which centers in its unique value for him. It is his situation which dictates just how the product shall be presented to him. You come to him prepared to show him how he can use it to advance his own interests. It is this plan which answers for him the question, why can I profit? By outlining the advantages to be gained and the harms to be avoided. This was done by an appliance salesman in New England. A large, old-fashioned, long-established department store handled his appliances. He wanted them to buy more, but they couldn't buy more unless they could sell more. They had a problem. The young people who bought the great majority of appliances did not frequent this store, even though it long had been a favorite of their grandparents and their fathers and mothers. This problem pointed up a need, modernization. The salesman realized this and sold the head of the store a plan for a modern showroom. Result? The sales of appliances by that dealer increased almost fourfold, with a corresponding increase in the size of the orders they were able and happy to give to the salesman who brought them the worthwhile idea. We come now to the third perceptive question. This is where we talk about quality. It is the third step in a sale. It is not the motivating factor. Many a prospect will admit that what you are selling is tops in quality, but as long as he is satisfied with what he has, he will not buy what you are selling. Though you have told him how he may profit and why he can profit, he still isn't sold. So you must take the next step and answer this third question, where can I profit? You answer this question in two ways, with proof of the quality of what you are selling or by pointing out the defects of what he is now using. For example, to use an appliance salesman again, he was calling on a woman to sell her an electric range. He began his third step by saying, "Did it ever occur to you, Mrs. Wilson, that by still using this old electric range, you are spending twice as much time in the kitchen as you need to spend? With this new range, you can do your cooking and your shopping at the same time. These controls actually watch your cooking for you without you worrying and checking all the time. You will be able to relax as you save much valuable time for other things." Stress the quality characteristic of your material, your product, your service, or your idea. But always keep in mind that quality of anything has value for your prospect only as it satisfies some specific need of that particular prospect. You are not selling quality in general, but that quality in your product which will be of particular value to him. Always explain quality in terms of a benefit and a need, which, after you point out to him, he will recognize. You will be sure to carry your prospect along the path leading to a sale if you show him where the quality of your product will benefit him directly or will correct defects rising out of his current buying or use. This procedure answers the question, where can I profit? The prospect now has proof of quality, but he may still hesitate to buy. Therefore, you take the fourth step in your presentation by answering the question now in his mind, who says I profit? Your answer to this question gives the prospect confidence. Since he doesn't always want to learn from his own experience, you give him confidence based upon the experience of others. Take the case of the electric rain salesman whom I just told you about. He used the answer to this question, emulate success and avoid errors very successfully in selling electric ranges. He said, Mrs. Wilson, the results Mrs. Jones is getting with her new range will interest you. She used to have the same model you have, but now she has this latest model I've been telling you about. With her old range, she often forgot to turn off the switch, and her food cooked too long, and sometimes burned. This happened most when she had guests coming for dinner, because she had so many things to do and think about. But with this new model's time and temperature controls, this is not possible. Now she can prepare for a guest in complete confidence that the dinner will be perfect. Every salesman can build a case history of successes and show prospects how to avoid errors by using his product. This will give your prospects confidence in you and your product as you show them how they can profit from the experience of others. Develop interesting statements to prove the success accomplishments of your company and its product, such as, twice as many people have purchased this brand than all other brands. We have an unbroken record of successful service over the past 50 years. Your good friend, Mr. George Brown, purchased this item last year, and his recommendation has sold many of his friends. Why don't you telephone him? I'll step out while you're doing it. You will answer the question, who says I profit, when you bring a prospect, the testimony of the man who is happy in the possession of what you have to sell. Now that you have shown a prospect how he can profit, and have given him a plan to profit based on his needs, shown him the quality of the product and proved it will work, he may still hesitate to buy. He may feel that he will not get enough out of it to justify the cost, or he may think the expense of operating is too high, or he will not make as much profit on resale as he should, and so forth and so forth. So we come to the fifth step in our presentation and answer the question, what do I profit? Selling is the art of convincing the prospect that that which you are offering is worth more than the money it takes to buy it. To prove this, you may have to answer the question, what do I profit? By measuring worth against cost. You can do this by giving your prospect an appreciation of results. These results may be tangible in terms of money, or they may be intangible. Very few of us sell exclusives. Therefore, in answering this question, we must be specific and show how our particular product will best fit his particular needs. Don't evade the question of worth against cost. Get down to brass tacks. Answer, what will I profit from every angle? Paint a glowing picture of the results he will find coming to him. Example, selling gasoline at 4 cents a gallon profit against gasoline at 5 cents a gallon profit. The salesman said, which would you rather have, 1 nickel or 10 4-cent pieces? Profit per gallon means nothing. What counts is the number of gallons you sell. A nationwide survey shows that motorists traveling cross-country hesitate to buy gasoline which is not known to them. Only 1 out of 10 buy a brand that is not nationally known. Our brand is not only nationally known, it is the country's biggest seller. Now, having answered 5 of the perceptive questions, the prospect still has not given you a final yes. He has a lingering question, when will I profit? He is asking why now. You answer this question by showing him the benefits he will gain by buying today as against the losses he will suffer by waiting until some future date. Remember at this point, people hate to make decisions, even when the facts indicate that they should. You must help your prospect to decide. If your product or idea offers genuine benefits to him, these benefits are as real now as they will be 6 months or a year from now. You will do him a service by persuading him to enjoy them immediately. Sell yourself on this, and you will convince him. Be prepared to answer the question, when will I profit, with an emphatic now, behind which you put all the conviction of which you are capable. Let's sum up this section. The 6 questions I have discussed will give you answers, not only to selling products, but also to improving all of your contacts with others, in the home, in business, in the community. Memorize them and make them an integral part of your thinking and all of your relationships throughout your life. I promise you that they will guarantee that you will lay a solid foundation for your success in selling, in human relations, and in leadership.